Good morning, church. Good morning, everyone. Well, let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's get ready to sing. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church, that we have the breath of life in us today. We're able to sleep, wake up, and have this whole day ahead of us. And Father, we are here. We have songs to sing, and we are determined to praise you this morning. Lift up and glorify the name of Jesus. And Father, now we come to you in spirit and in truth, in the way that you want us to come. And Father, we just ask that as we line up with your word, that you will just move unrestricted through us with your Holy Spirit. So Father, we just thank you now for an awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Something good is going to happen to you, happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. Something good is going to happen to me, happen to me this very day. Something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. Something good. Something good is going to happen to you, happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way.
You believe that?
Amen.
It's always good to have an expectation.
Absolutely.
Our next song is Come Into the Holy of Holies. We're going straight to the throne room of God this morning.
Worship Jesus. throne of God. Come into the Holy of Holies. Enter by the blood of the Lamb. Come into His presence with singing. Worship at the throne of God. Lifting holy hands to the King of Kings. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Lifting
trying to spit that out. You find that in Hebrews 10:19.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the dark. Shining, Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, I come to your awesome presence from the shadows into all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Blow, river, flow. With grace and mercy, send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell the story. Shine on. Fire, flow, river, flow, flow. nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire.
That song right there,
hallelujah.
That's a recipe for revival.
Amen.
Personal revival.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have
people need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord?
Thank you, Jesus.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, His blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
To trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, blessed the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Trust you more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you o'er and o'er. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I've proved you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more.
Amen.
Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praise and singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen. We're singing hallelujah, and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praise.
I will serve him. Hallelujah. Our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law shall we meditate day and night. Our delight is, O Lord, that Your name be glorified in this church. Be glorified in our life. Be glorified in anything we do. And we want to thank You and praise You, Lord, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for the excitement rise in this body, in each and every person here. Let the excitement rise. And we want to thank you, for we have a good reason to be excited. We have a good reason to celebrate, to shout hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. For he is the healer of our bodies. He is the savior of our souls. Hallelujah. He is our God, and in him will we trust. Praise his holy name. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy he has begotten us unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you for a day of victory today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no words to describe, O Lord, your faithfulness, or to describe your majesty, to describe how great thou art, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, we thank you for what you've done in this body, O Lord, of believers. Oh, the Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, for he is the healer of our bodies and the savior of our souls. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgave us for all our iniquities, and he healed all our diseases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he sent his word and healed us. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. For he is not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, who at all points were tempted like as we are, but yet without sin. Therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if there's a need today, O Lord, let us call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer us, and he will do great and mighty things that we knew not. Call upon him, and he will answer us, and he will be with us in trouble, and he will deliver us, and he will honor us. And with long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we have a lot, O Lord, to be excited about. We have a lot to celebrate and shout hallelujah, and not be silent and not be quiet. Oh, but rejoice in the Lord and shout hallelujah. Oh, let all that trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. For thou defendest them. Let all that love thy name be joyful in thee. And we want to thank you today for victory. For victory. Let your Holy Spirit move mightily in the midst of us today. Anoint the pastor as he will bring the message to us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Give him, O Lord, the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and touch each and every person today in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you. O Lord, touch everyone that gives a testimony today, that your name be glorified also with our testimonies. And we want to thank you and praise you today for victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we can claim today you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. Oh, you are the God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, praise His holy name. Thank you for meeting every need in this church body. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Oh, let the finances flow and overflow us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only the financial, but the spiritual needs, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them be met in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that we might be meet in my house and prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I would do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we know that you stand upon your word. We know, Lord, what you promise you are so able to perform. And we want to thank you today for victory. We thank you for meeting every need, Lord, physical, spiritual, financial, and otherwise, and let your name be glorified in this body of believers, we pray today, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor today, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. Could take some testimonies. I've got a testimony. God gave us another job this week, and that's not only my testimony, but for my employees. And so it's beautiful when you think about it that in this tough economic times, God keeps on giving. And I like to say I don't live in this economy. I live in God's economy. Amen. So I want to say thank you publicly, God, for giving us that other job. And I believe He's got three more on the line for us. That's in the short term. So, and in the long term, major. So, I'm thankful for that. Okay, a lot of hands today. So, Charles.
I haven't even said anything yet. Got an amen from Satiris. He's anticipating something good. That's good. Amen. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who contributed some money for my little birthday dinner. I don't know who everybody who it was, but I know who was there, but I know there was other people. So you're kind of nameless, but I just want to, you know, thank you for that. It was a very nice time, and it was good food and good fellowship. So I just want to say that. Second of all, in line with Thomas, what he was saying, had some people over our house this past week doing some work for us. And the first day they showed up, I was kind of, you know, making some chit-chat with them and asking them how their business was. And this guy was telling me a little bit about his history and how he had, you know, the economy was hard. And so I said, well, I said, are you busy, though? He said, yeah, we got a lot of jobs. I said, see, God can provide. And he kind of looked at me, and I said, you know, if God wants you to have a job, he's going to have all the employment set up for you. You're going to have jobs every single day. It doesn't matter what the economy is going to be like, you're going to have it. And I hear him quietly say, amen. So sometimes it just pays to be a little bit bold in who we are, who we stand for, and who we represent. So, anyways, I want to praise God for listening to that song, My Name is Lazarus, and was reading about Lazarus yesterday with Andrew. And, you know, every day that we have here on this earth is a gift. And sometimes we take them for granted. Some days we hate the days because there's something that's unpleasant that we don't want to face or whatever it is. But, you know, Lazarus, he was just happy that, you know, that he was raised from the dead. He said, you know, why are you guys all so sad? Let's eat all the food, you know, let's party. Because, you know, they'd prepared stuff. His mindset was totally different. And, you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Every single time he introduced himself, he was testifying to the power of God when he said, hi, my name is Lazarus.
I don't know too many people named Lazarus, do you? Okay, Bob.
Notice how the knee works? That's a little inside joke for those of you on TV. Trying out the stairs a few weeks ago, I think it was water in the parking lot or something, did a 2.5 gainer off the stairs. And it's been a very, very strange 6 or 7 weeks. I want to thank everyone at the church for their prayers and support through everything that we've been going through here of late. It was only 2 weeks after that that I was at home and a call came in and said, this Mr. Cadle. You say, uh-oh, is it an election? No, it says, your wife's been hurt. It's, you know, the kind of thing you never want to hear. Your heart jumps up. And poor Diane took a tumble on concrete, too. She looks pretty good today, but at the time her eye was cut and swollen. And of course, she was dealing with the wrong kind of person. The lady brought her home and said she needs stitches. It was cut over here, swollen, black eye, and arms, hands. But what she didn't know was Dr. Bob was going to pour cayenne pepper into this long cut here. And you want to know something? It sealed it and cauterized it. And the next day, it was on its way to healing. There's not a slight evidence of a scar of any kind. And so be careful who they take you to if you fall on concrete. Anyway. Well, as you probably know, we lost Diane's father on Memorial Day. And it's been very strange to us. Sometimes people have big families and there's lots of brothers and sisters to go through these kind of things. But in our life, there's only us. And we remarked that for each one of our parents, both moms and dads on each side, we were at their deathbed vigil, sometimes for days ahead of time. And no matter how many times you go through that, it doesn't get a whole lot easier. So, but Diane's father was 102 and a half. You know how it is when you're a kid, Mary? How you're always like 12 and a half, you know, you're not 12. Well, it seems to go that way after you're 100. His pop said, yeah, I'm 102 and a half. And it's strange because just a week before, a little over a week or so, he was still out dancing and doing the political work that he did down in Rossmore. And so everything took place within about an 8 or 9 day period of time. And but he's a living legend in that place where he came from. Everybody knows Ed, Ed Baptiste. You know, he ran the men's exercise class for 30 years. Well, he, not the entire 30 years, but just a fun story, you know, about that to show you that our hearts are light, even though we've been through this. And, you know, it was only a year and 3 days prior to Pop leaving this earth that we lost Debbie. All right. So that's been weighing on Diane's heart very heavily. So if you want to give her an extra hug, I know she'd appreciate that. So anyway, on the 100th birthday, we had a huge celebration down in Rossmore, 150 people and all kinds of things. And the master of ceremony said, Ed, that's his name. Mind you, Diane's father at 102 was stronger and could do more than most guys, you know, in their 60s. Took the steps two at a time, going up to his condo and everything. So he said, Ed, you run the men's exercise class, right? And he says, well, yeah. He called him up. You know, his father didn't have an ounce of fat on him, really. Maybe a pound, I don't know. He said, any of your people here? He says, yeah, table 14. He says, well, bring them up here. So all these guys come walking up there like that. And he said, well, show us what you do. And so Diane's father said, okay, hands over your head, you know, touch your toes. And he said, wait a minute, you guys touch your waist if you can. And he proceeded to do about 3 toe touches. And so when you've lived 102 and a half years like that, the secret, as he used to tell us, was he's always moving, always moving. At the end of the 100th birthday party, after planning for weeks and being up from 5 in the morning, but we got back at about 10 o'clock, and he said, you know, Bob, I'm actually getting a little tired. I think I'll take the steps one at a time tonight. I said, what do you usually do? He said, oh, I take them two at a time. You got to keep moving, got to keep moving. So anyway, it's been a very tough time, and we're undergoing some really serious emotional needs because Diane has a home as of now in Walnut Creek, and so what we're going to do about that is weighing very heavily on our hearts, and we're in prayer, and hopefully in a discussion with Pastor John over the next day or so as to what to do about that, because this is our church, and you know, it's 125 miles from here to there. Besides, we escaped the Bay Area in 1973, and so the last thing I want to do is go back. But anyway, thanks for your prayer and support and everything that you've done for us. And Charles, I wish you'd have kept some food from, we had to miss that one. Right. Anyway, God bless everyone.
Okay, let's see. Natalia.
Return, O Lord, deliver my soul, O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee in the grave, who shall give thee thanks. Come thou fountain, every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some at a sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain.
I am fixed upon
Mount of thy redeeming love. Hurrying I shall be in spirit, till released from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, here thy praises all begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and thy
hope
lie, thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongues can never tell. Clothed in flesh, tell that shall lose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a feather, blind my wandering heart to thee. Pawn to wander, Lord, I feel it, pawn to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Oh, that day rent free from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed in flesh, tell that shall lose me, I cannot proclaim it well.
Take my ransom,
soul the way.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Of endless day.
Man, we had a gorgeous Sunday yesterday in the Sonoma Mountain where we live, which is very unusual. She played so hard, had so much fun. She got sunburned. She was exhausted. This morning coming to church, she slept all the way here. So God bless her. She's such a wonderful child. she asked me to tell you that in 4 months, she's going to have a brand new cousin. So she's waiting for that eagerly. And this morning, you know, that keen observation of hers said, Mary, you look so beautiful this morning. God bless you too. So much for compliments. On my observation, if you remember a few months ago, I mentioned this encroachment that we're having in this country with Islam. And one of the latest things that's in the scene is they made a movie called The Prince of Persia. So the Prince of Persia is a very, very evil spirit. And so now they're infiltrating, you know, the youth with this fantasy. And to top it off, they have brought Genghis Khan exhibit to the Bay Area, which they're trying to glorify this murderer, that ruthless murderer, that when he had used to attack villages, he killed children, intermediates, old people, you name it. He was a murderer. But, you know, Islam is trying to glorify their people. So let's pray for that. So I want to thank you. And we're happy to be back. We went to Oregon last weekend for my second oldest brother's memorial. And I just want to thank God for the safety. You know, it's over 1,000 miles round trip, but we had a wonderful trip and safe one. And we want to give all the praise and all the glory to our Heavenly Father. Amen. On Casper, you know, I'm not trying to bug. That's not a right word. Trying to probe into the Casper's parents. But there's people coming and trying to comfort them, the parents, and helping them with all kinds of chores. But, of course, they're busy taking him for chemotherapy. And last few days, you know, I've been sent to Menlo Park, which is, you know, in the other direction. But next week, I'll be working then. But would you believe this other client that we have in Menlo Park, another Buddhist, something wrong with these rich people. They just don't know the direction. Amen.
Okay, I was at a meeting yesterday and saw people I didn't expect, actually. But it is a lot of mysticism out there, a lot of New Age teaching, a lot of occult, and it's just seemed, and I saw this one guy read his the back of his book, and it was a bunch of garbage, you know. You are who you're going to become whenever you get there, blah, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. He saw me reading it, and then he said something to me. Well, what do you think about that? I said, it sounds like garbage to me. Like Antichrist teaching. And then that was it. Yeah. Have a good day, man. And then I watched one woman after another woman after another woman come up, and women about in their 40s and 50s. And get sucked right into this guy's program, you know. And I mean, he had his big long horn. I don't know what it came off of or how it was made, you know. But he'd get these people to sit down in front of him, and he'd blow his horn into their chest, you know. And I'm thinking, well, that ought to work. What are you doing? But the people, they suck it up. I don't understand it, but it's confusion and every evil work. That's what I would say. But let me tell you, I was surprised to see so much of it at the place where I was yesterday. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord, and good morning. We have a little correction to do this morning. And I'm going to ask Reggie if you would come on up here. I know he got his earphones on. We're not going to correct Reggie, but we're going to make a correction. So you're safe. Okay. Last Sunday, I talked about people, you know, have been with us a long time. And I forgot Reggie. And the reason I forgot you is that you didn't start in this church, but you started Christian Life Ministries.
Yes.
And so this man is the remnant of Christian Life Ministries. He goes back to 1979 when we met. You want to share just a little bit?
Well, it's been a very nice relationship I've had with this church all these years. I was working in San Francisco and in San Jose, and I had working full time. And when I got home, I had a lot of things to do, and I was not able to attend the churches except on special occasions. But all these years, I've been getting the literature from Pastor John, reading it, and I want to say he has made my life much easier by paying attention to what he has to say and all his words, and taught good health, got to good religion. And I, over the years, I found that you can trust Pastor John to do the right thing. And I don't know where he gets all his information, but he does it. I think he has a green God that comes down and talks to him and tells him what to write. I don't know. But his political stuff is way ahead of me. I call him up every once in a while and say, John, did you know about such and such? And then, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he tells me the rest of the story over and over again.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
So praise God. So, Lois, you're no longer the oldest. So enjoy that. All right. Well, you know, this morning it was a great joy to go to church. And Thomas and I, we went to a special meeting yesterday. It was a meeting of the weird, the strange, and whatever you can call it. Anyway, this is a meeting we attended. And these people were simply trying to fight the New World Order and to fight Big Brother and the Antichrist. And the sad thing is that most of these people are not born again. They are actually in the camp of Satan trying to fight Satan. And as I looked around, there were 700 people there. And I looked upon, there were some weird people. A lot of people had different hats. These were people in the occult. And I have never encountered, they had exhibits, tables, and I had never encountered so many occult people in one place before. And so when they started the first lecture, the guy got up and said that instead of a prayer to God in the name of Jesus, they had a witch come up, and she was going to do an invocation. And she was going to loosen the vibes and stuff. I said to Thomas, I said, I'm getting out of here. So he said, I'm getting out too. So we walked out. We stayed outside for a while until they had finished that. And so to me, it simply was very educational to see that God's people do not know too much about prophecy and things that are coming. People that are not even saved are doing it. And I believe what Satan is doing is he has them occupied with this coming thing and, you know, the New World Order and so on, and keeping them occupied. They're working on this, and they're also getting into the occult. It is pathetic. There was only two tables there of Christians. One was Tex Mars had his table there, and the other one was Monteith. Dr. Monteith from Santa Cruz. So we learned a lot of things, and you'll probably hear some things down in the future. All right, let's go into our prayer time. And this is from Belgium. And this is from our sister Charmaine. She and her husband Gert. Now, his name is spelled G-E-R-T. They pronounce it differently. I don't dare to pronounce it the way it is. So I'm simply saying Gert. Sorry. Now, he's going to be here in July with his wife and children. And Gert, when you come here in July, you can teach us how to pronounce your name. And I think that Anne might be able to do it. She's a German descent. So we go from there. Anyway, this is what she wrote. Could you please pray for my father that will be undergoing heart surgery tomorrow? Now, he lives in South Africa. The doctor will take arteries or veins from his legs and graft them into the coronary arteries. One of the main coronary arteries is nearly completely blocked, and the other one's wall is also thickened as a result of build-up cholesterol. My father was never very fat, but he's been drinking a lot ever since my mother got cancer, but the last couple of years he got worse. I have learned that I could not phone him after midday because he would just talk a lot of nonsense. So anyway, she called him, and they had a good talk, and the doctors will do the heart surgery tomorrow. This is what she wrote that time in the hospital, June 3rd. And I know that my mother led him to the Lord, He prayed a sinner's prayer with her, and he did serve the Lord at one point. He knows the truth very well, but he's not really walking with Jesus. I really pray that this will be the turning point in his life, and he would rekindle his relationship with Jesus. Give my greetings to your wife and family. God bless you, Charmaine. And then came a follow-up here Friday. Thanks for your prayer for my father. I just spoken to my father. After doing extensive tests yesterday, the doctor decided not to proceed with the operation. They did more tests this morning, and they told him to go home and come back on Sunday evening. They, the doctor and the chief doctor in charge of the heart department, will then decide on Monday morning if they should proceed with the operation. The operation will then be done on Tuesday morning, June 8th. I will keep you updated. So we want to pray for that. I talked to Charmaine on the phone, and I told her this. I said, you know, it doesn't matter if you live in the United States, Belgium, South Africa, Germany, Sweden, you know, Japan. People are people, and we all have the same problem. There's no difference. So, Charmaine, we are definitely going to pray for your father. And let us continue to pray for revival in our church and the world. Prayer and fasting is what it's going to take. Now, I'm going to ask you something here today, and you don't have to stand up and make a commitment. But here's what we did. About 3.5 years ago, God spoke to me and said, ask the people to fast every week between Saturday at 2 p.m. to Sunday 2 p.m. And I believe about 80% of the church did that. And God came through and we got the webcasting. And then we dropped it off. Some people continued. I'm one of them that continued. And but I believe that we need for a revival. We need to continue that. So I'm going to ask you if you would like again to make a commitment and simply say, I'm going to fast every Saturday from 2 p.m. through Sunday 2 p.m. And I believe that it will change things here in our church and also in your own life. There was a fierce battle for oil last week. The world manipulators pushed up the price all week, and suddenly on Friday it collapsed on them, and oil sank for $3.10 per barrel in just one day. The price started Monday with $73.97, but it closed Friday at $71.54. Let us continue this battle in the spirit world and destroy the works of the devil. Now, the big speculators is Goldman Sachs, big banks, institutions, not individuals. There are some individuals there, but these are the big boys that are doing this. The battle for Christian Dynamics, Course 1, continues. This week, a gift of $500 was given to the help purchase of paper. We need $2,500 more to be able to continue to print. Please pray with us that God will answer this prayer through his people. Copies of this book are available in binders. What we're doing now, we are producing what we call mass production. What you have now is done on our copier machine. So if you will continue to pray for that, number of people have purchased books last week. We appreciate that. Now please read them. Now, pray, this is from New York, for the Sims family. Pray for Noah John in upstate New York. He's having difficulty with his school. He's not able to do his math homework, and he's in confusion. Also, pray that his parents will have the stamina to stay on top of this problem and help their son to resist his education and to stop being rebelling against God and his parents. This young boy is rebelling right now, and when he rebels, he's doing these different things to simply buck everything. So I promise that we will pray. This is an in-house prayer request. And this is from Karen Leach. Can you pray for me today? I've had constant pain in my hip in every position for 2 weeks. And we certainly can pray for you, and we will pray for you. So let's do this. Let's have the elders, deacons, come on up here. And those of you in the congregation that would like to, would you stand in front of the altar here with us and agree with us that God is going to move today? So what we're going to do before I hand out the slips, we're going to ask Karen to come on up here, and would you get some oil? And so I'm going to ask Ina, would you come on up here? Which hip? That hip. Okay, would you lay your hands on that hip, Ina? Okay, right there. Okay, so let's pray for Karen right now. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise you right now that we can come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you know exactly what the problem is with the hip, Lord. There's nothing hidden from you. And in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of infirmity right now to loose Karen right now. Just loose her in the name of Jesus. And we command to be bound, chained, and taken to prison by God's holy angels. And Father God, we thank you right now for your Holy Ghost coming down upon her right now. From the top of her feet to the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. And that you will heal everything in that hip, Father God. If it is a socket, if it is a thing around it, the hip itself, whatever it is, Lord, we thank you right now that you will heal everything. Let blood flow into the bone and into every part of it, Father God, to bring nourishment and healing. And we thank you for that now, in Jesus' name. And those who agreed up here said, amen.
Amen. Also that hip to line up with the word of God. To start functioning the way God created to function. In the name of Jesus, you act the way you're supposed to function. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for making an adjustment today. Right now,
yes.
We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's not going to be like it was, but it's going to be renewed. And thank you, Lord, for all the... We pray, O Lord, that the bone marrow and everything will be, O Lord, we're into perfection, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank and praise you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Father God, thank you for this day and this beautiful weather, Lord. And thank you for the way you have blessed us. We thank you for this building that we're able to come and meet in. We thank you, Father, for your provision in every area of our lives. We thank you, Father, for meeting our needs, Lord. We just want to praise you. We don't want to be accused of being unthankful. And so we want to declare publicly that everything that we have, you have given us, and that we are the receivers of your great blessing. And Father God, I want to lift up the Sims family to you in New York. And I thank you, Father God, that they would be instant in season and out of season. And they would, like the word says, reprove, rebuke with all long suffering and patience. Your word says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And so, Father, we come against that rebellion in Noah John, and we thank you, Father, that that boy is going to line up in short order. And, Father, he will be blessed by that. And so we come against the spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. And we drive that spirit out in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that there's going to be unity. There's going to be love and joy in the home. And we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I give you all the praise and honor and glory for this day, Father God. Thanking you for your prayers that you answer, our prayers that you answer, Father God, about the situation with the oil that's going on in this world. Lord, and how you're taking care of business and the people that are buying this oil, and the people that are manipulating the prices, Lord God, that you are actually totally in charge of all things, Lord. And Lord, I just praise and thank you for the way that you're answering prayers. And Lord, I just I'm going to throw some of your word at them that try to manipulate our word, our world, Lord God. And Psalms 35, 4, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after our souls. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise our hurt. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid a net in a pit, for without cause they have digged for our soul. And dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, dying on a cross, and salvation for this America and the world, Lord. And I pray for a revival in each and every one of us, Lord God. And Lord, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory. And thank you in Jesus' name. Keeping our eyes upon you, Lord God. Seeking you first in everything we do. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I come before you today, and I just want to lift up Shermaine's father to you. I thank you for the prayers that have already been submitted to you, and I thank you for delaying the surgery. I thank you for beginning a work of healing in his blood vessels. I pray that you would continue to heal them, because by Jesus' stripes we're already healed, and I pray this healing over him right now in your name, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, also for revealing the spiritual roots of cardiovascular disease. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of rage and anger, and I cast them out in your name. Yes. And that you can have no operation in his life right now, in the name of Jesus. And I also pray, Father, that this would be a wake-up call for him, that he would see that how quickly and how precious life is, and how life is totally worthless without walking without you. I pray, Father, that you would bring him to the point where he has to bow to you, even though he already knows you, but Father, he hasn't totally submitted to you, and he's gone off on his own will and in his own life. And I just pray that you would bring him back to you by whatever means it takes. And if this be the means, then so be it. And I just lift these requests up to you right now, and I praise you for what you're going to do in his life. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up this church to you right now. Each and every person in this body of believers, let us follow the formula that are written in your word. To seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. To follow, to be all in unity, be all in one accord, perfectly joined together in one mind. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us be united. Let us be in one accord. Let us have the same goal, how to serve our Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for putting that in every heart, in each and every person. Let us be the people praying without ceasing. We pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and the utmost part of the earth. And we pray today, let the same thing happen here in this body of believers. As we are in the upper room, things happen in the upper room. Let something wonderful happen, O Lord, and let the revival start in each heart in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let us see a revival. Let people come from all around. Oh, be led by the Spirit of God in, up here, up in this upper room, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let us see a move of God as we never seen before. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But let us also walk in the light as He is in the light, that we may have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all sin. And we want to thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for as we let our request be made known unto you, that we are going to see a move of God in this body of believers, and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
Norma is not with us today because last night she started having some pretty bad nosebleeds, and so she didn't sleep through most of the night. So I'm going to pray for her right now. Father, sleep is a wonderful thing when we have it. And when we lose it, it messes us up. And so, Father, right now as Norma is finally asleep, we thank you for the fact that she is getting the rest that she needs. And, Father, when it comes to these blood vessels that have burst inside her nose that are just causing these constant bleedings, Father, we just ask that you would just heal them up, and that you have made us to function without nosebleeds. But Father, we do know that they happen from time to time when we have severe heat, and we had that yesterday. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just touch those vessels, touch them, and that for the rest of the summer she will not have any more issues when it comes to that. And she'll be able to praise God for that. Now, Father God, we also lift up Christian Dynamics Course 1. And Father, you know that we have progressed as far along as we could using the amount of paper that we have, and we are out. And so, Father, money is not an issue for you. Resources is not an issue for you. There's nothing that's really an issue. So, Father, we just ask that you would just release the funds, the help, however you decide to do it. I mean, I could sit there and hypothesize all day long and come up with scenarios, and I'd never be able to account for them all. So, Father, we just thank you that in your perfect will and timing that this book is going to be printed and it's going to do its intended purpose, which is to help people greatly, to have that better and sufficient life that Jesus was talking about when he said having an abundant life. So, Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Jane Burns to you this morning. And Father, you know exactly what she needs. And we ask you right now for a great anointing upon her, for the Holy Spirit to minister to all her needs, Father God. And we thank you for healing. And Father God, you will heal her soul and a broken heart, Father God, that you will just touch that today that only you can do. No man can heal that, Lord. No man or woman can meet the needs that she has, Father God, but you. And we thank you that even if she's not here today, you will wrap your arms around her now and meet every need in her life, Lord, and put a smile on her face and dry her tears, Lord. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we want to thank you right now for the prayers that have been answered. And again, we want to pray for Casper, Father God, that even if we don't have access there right now through Vasily, that Father God, your hand is upon that boy. And we pray for conviction of his father and mother, Lord, to be convicted over their sins and be convicted over that they are following a dead man instead of following a risen Savior. And we thank you, Lord, that something is going to break there. And we thank you for everything now, in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Children, time to go to Sunday school. And time for the outlines. Exciting times.